Hi. Today we are going to look at TypeScript and run the TypeScript using Visual Studio Code. In order to do that, first you need to download the Visual Studio Code. I have downloaded it. And you need to download TypeScript as well. And you can see from my screen, what I am being using is that I'm using the rather old, slightly old version, which is 1.8. You need to add it to the path that will make you easier as well. And you also need to download the node.js. So after that, you need to refer partially of the JS, run the JS in Visual Studio Code, because when you compile your TS TypeScript, it will turn into JS. So you need to know how to run the JS in Visual Studio Code. That will make you run the TypeScript after compile. So you also need to know to create a simple TypeScript here. Okay, so once you get all this set up, then we can go into the JS, the node.js from, and get it started. Now you open your node.js. Command prompt, not the CMD command prompt, right? After you install your nodes.js, you should be able to see nodes command prompt here. So I have a folder called dev, and I have actually tested a couple of times of the hello world. Right, let us make another hello world. Let's say hello TS, for example. So we go into the hello TS. Okay, so we start a Visual Studio Code now. Right, so the Visual Studio Code will be started, as you can see in my screen now. Okay, so you will see there's nothing here. It's blank, which is correct. And you basically need a new file. I am going to actually copy the hello world code and just put it inside the Visual Studio Code. Right. Okay, what I need to do is that you need to save it as. So I will save this one as hello TS, right? You will do so. So it's a TS file, so it's a TS, right? To be safe, I think I'll put a double quote here and a double quote here. So So say save. Now you see you have a color code here and you have your TypeScript file, right? So the next is that if you refer to the document here rather than this one, okay, so it is asking you to create a command palette, right? And this is supposed to run, I think it's supposed to compile, right? So I will follow this to have a task runner. So what I will do is that I go to the Visual Studio Code and I will say view command palette and I will say configure . You can see the task here, configure task runner. You click on this, then you will choose a TypeScript tsconfig.json, right? Okay, so I will then save everything. Alright, so now I will compile this. So somehow I get error when I do it in there's no error, but it just won't compile in my Visual Studio Code. So what I'll do is I'll go back to the Node.js command prompt. Right, it's straightforward. You can see that I have a hello ts. Ts. So what I will do is that I just type straight away the TypeScript compiler and I just compile it like this and I just hit enter. It will take a while. We go and type a directory. Well, you see a JS is in the folder, right? So you come back to here, so you have a JS here, right? Okay, so in order to run this, you need to click on the bug, right? And it is saying that it's not configured. And in your document, here they are actually asking you to click on the gear. No, this is too far down, right? It is actually asking you to click on the gear somewhere. Right. So actually it's here, right? But when you go to the Visual Studio Code, you will not be able to see the gear because the gear has covered up by this message. You somehow need to actually close this guy and say don't ask again or more information, don't ask again. So now you will see the gear here. You click on the gear, you will say you are going to use a Node.js to run this guy, right? So you will create a launch.json file for you, right? So you save all this, right? So now you can actually click on the run button here and see what's going on. Right, so you can see the debug process has been started. All right, and it is going to run. Oh, there is an error, right? Attribute program that's not found. Okay, so what is wrong here? Okay, this is a good error. So you can see that I don't have app.js, right? But what I have is actually the hello.js, yes, right? So now if I save this guy and I click again in my Visual Studio Code, click run again. You will actually see the code is actually running, right? So I can close this guy. If you want to stop debug, you can stop debug, or you can put a breakpoint somewhere later on. Okay, I guess this is how you run Visual Studio. Rather, you run the JS in the Visual Studio Code after you compile your TypeScript. Okay, I hope you pick up something from here. This should be the same if you are using your Apple machine. So I'm doing it in the machine that I'm running Windows Server 2012. Okay, thank you for watching. Goodbye.